Wireless on Flirt FM 101.3.
Hello and welcome to another special edition of Wireless, a series all about radio broadcast on Flirt FM 101.3 in Galway and on flirtfm.ie. And a big welcome again to all listeners on other community stations across Ireland. I'm John Walsh and I'll be with you for the next hour. Wireless covers all aspects of radio, analogue and digital broadcasting, community, regional and national broadcasters, niche broadcasting, pirate radio, podcasting, radio ownership and radio's history and future prospects. Coming up on this special edition of Wireless, we look at how community radio and radio in general in other European countries is dealing with the COVID-19 crisis. Our contacts in three of the worst affected countries, France, Spain and Italy, bring us up to date with how the pandemic has affected radio there and discuss what lessons radio can learn from coronavirus.
Wireless on Flirt FM 101.3. Follow us on Twitter at Wireless Flirt.
Last week we heard how the Irish radio sector was responding to COVID-19 and featured interviews with community and commercial stations. The outgoing Minister for Communications, Richard Bruton, last week announced further support for the independent radio sector following representations from commercial and community stations. A sum of €2.5 million has been allocated to support news, current affairs and information programming during the crisis. Independent Broadcasters of Ireland, who represent the commercial sector, said the emergency funding would make a significant difference in ensuring that their stations can continue to broadcast during the crisis, which they say has led to a collapse in advertising revenue. The funding is to come from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision Scheme, and the same scheme will also provide additional funding of €750,000 for community radio this year for the same purpose. When broken down by station, the sums are small enough, but the money will ensure the continuation of news and information programming. And it has to be said, any additional funding for community radio stations like ourselves will make a big difference to the hugely underfunded community radio sector. In other COVID-19 radio news, it was great to see RTE grant another stay of execution to its digital station RTE Gold, which was expected to be switched off this year as part of cost-saving measures. We're very glad that someone in Donnybrook came up with the idea of simulcasting RTE Gold on RTE Radio 1 at the weekend to fill all the gaps left by cancelled sports coverage. The live daily schedule on Gold has been reinstated, so experienced and popular presenters such as Rick O'Shea and Will Leahy can be heard again regularly. Perhaps RTE should now go a step further and broadcast RTE Gold full-time on another service which has been due for the chop many times, 252 Longwave.
Wireless on Flirt FM 101.3. Follow us on Twitter at Wireless Flirt.
In this special edition of the programme, we're focusing on how radio in three other European countries is dealing with COVID-19 and covering the crisis in the most challenging of circumstances. We'll hear later from two of the worst affected countries, Spain and Italy, but first we go to France, which has also been under lockdown as numbers surge. José Emilio Pérez Martínez is originally from Madrid and is a lecturer and researcher in radio at the Sorbonne University in Paris. I asked him to describe how French radio was reporting on the crisis.
Well, I think that French official, like public radio, is trying to keep on broadcasting with normality. You have to understand a special situation, but they are having a normal schedule. They are broadcasting almost every day, and they are doing a lot of news reports. Which is interesting, and I think that on the other hand, like community radio, as they lack of the infrastructure the public radio has, they are almost every single community radio in Paris has become an online radio, as they can't actually go to the studio and do the things life, but they are like struggling to have regular programming, like using a lot of old programs, and I think that there are like people recording themselves at home and sending it to the radio stations in order to play these pieces live or things like that. So I think that they are struggling to survive actually and to be able to communicate.
And do you think that most of the community radio stations have left FM because of this, or are they still continuing on FM but with an online stream of whatever programming they can put together?
The only radio I really have contact with, which is Radio Libertaire, which is an anarchist radio that actually comes from the 80s, one of the most veteran radios in Paris. I can't actually listen to them through the FM because they're like a little bit far away, and Paris is quite a big city. And well, if you visit there, so I don't really know if they are doing FM right now, but if you visit the website, radiolibertaire.net, they actually have like an alternative programming that is all through the internet. They are like, they are pasting links to the broadcastings and things like that. So I think that they are doing that, and a lot of programs are also recording podcasts, and they are being shared through the radio website. So like all the people is still trying to work on communicating, and they are just sharing the contents the better way they can do it.
It sounds similar to what's happening here, because most or all Irish community radio stations are still on air on FM and online, but they're sharing more programs than before. And I think even my own program is being shared on more community radio stations than normal. So community radio continues, but with a reduced service. Public radio continues with a lot of emphasis on news. What is happening with commercial radio? Because in Ireland and in Italy, commercial radio is in a complete crisis because of the collapse in advertising.
Well, I have to recognize that I haven't listened to a single minute of commercial radio since I live in France. Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing, actually. Yeah, but I've been, since I live here, I moved here in 2018, I've been listening to public radio, to France Culture, France Inter, and things like that, and French community radios. So I can't even say the name of a single commercial radio station.
So can I ask you about the situation then in terms of your own community in Paris? You're in touch with other Spanish people, many of whom are feeling the effects and the pressure of the isolation in small apartments and so on. And you're keeping in touch in your own way, not exactly radio, but communication and sharing your own experiences. How are you doing that?
Yeah, we are. That's something we are working on really hard, because of, well, when I moved to Paris, I moved with my mini radio studio, because being a radio nerd is always nice. So what we are doing now, as I live in a dorm, and I have contact with with other Spanish people, what we are doing is we are broadcasting live through a platform called Twitch, 2 hours per day from 7 to 9 p.m. in order to try to be in contact and make confinement easier to the Spanish emigree community. Because there are, like as you said, a lot of people living in a really, really small flats here in Paris. So in order to keep in touch with them and make them feel better, we are like broadcasting for a couple of hours. And this platform, Twitch, has a live chat, so people can actually write, and they are sending us from time to time audio notes through WhatsApp if we know the people, so we can actually play them live as well. So we are trying to do this kind of fake radio broadcasting in order to make try to make people feel better, because this is being a little bit hard, and when you are confined far from your family and your place, is kind of sad and it's hard sometimes. So we thought that it could be a good idea, and that's what we are actually working on. And we used to have a feminist podcast as well that is called Radio Conchita, and what we are trying to do is this Sunday we are gonna try to record a new episode through Skype or WhatsApp, video calling, things like that, in order to overwhelm this confinement and keep on communicating. So we are trying to keep us alive in a good mood and keep on just communicating. Yeah.
So you're 7 to 9 each night. Does that sound like a radio station? Does it sound like a community radio station, for instance? Do you have a continuous program for those 2 hours, or is it more fluid, more flexible than that?
What we are trying to do now, we are proposing like a topic to discuss every day related with confinement, which is interesting. We've been dealing with a lot of, it's kind of from a humor perspective. So we've been talking about doing sports in your room, things like that. We are sharing experiences. And now what we have proposed, we are inviting people to send us songs about confinement. So we are recording our own raps and reggaeton tunes in order to just relax for a couple of hours, because if you switch on TV or radio, it's all the time like pandemics, apocalypses, things like that. So our idea is just give a couple of hours of entertainment and try to make it collaborative. So yeah, we are trying to have like a magazine from a community radio, you know, this style, like, all right, 2 hours of entertainment, you can be part of the program, we want you to be part of it, so send us our songs, your songs or your questions or whatever. And we even have like a couple of small sections, like fixed parts of the program, in which are like stupid advices to survive confinement. Yesterday it was something like, if you feel tired, just have a siesta. We were discussing about having siestas and things like that. Yes, this is in order to make it easy going.
Very good. And what about Spain then, where you're from? What's happening in your home country in terms of radio, and how is Spanish radio dealing with the crisis? Because obviously you're listening to radio from home.
Well, I listen a lot to Radio Nacional de España, which is the public service. And I have to recognize that I usually listen to Radio 5, Radio 5, Radio 5, an old news channel. And I think they are doing a good job. I think that they are updating info every couple of hours, so I think they are doing a good effort. And I think that actually that is somehow this crisis is making clear the importance of radio when you have to inform, and when you need to be informed, and when you need news, because I think that radio, my feeling is that radio is allowing us to be in touch with reality in a deeper way than TV or social media, where because social networks are full of fake news, and it's really, really tiring. And what I feel like living far from Spain is like all my WhatsApp groups are full with rumors and fake news and hate, which is kind of shocking. And it's like, right, one way of dealing with this is listening to radio. They are doing a good job giving information. This is the public radio. And when I tune in with small projects that Spanish community radios are doing, is like another way of feeling in touch with your people and avoiding fake news for a while. Like, they are doing small programs to support people at their places and giving opinions, things like that. It's like quite relaxing as well.
And you have connections with free radio in Spain. I think your station is Radio Enlace, if I remember correctly, the station
I
that you
I
were involved
to
with.
I work with Radio Almenara.
Okay, and how are they doing, and how are free radios responding to the crisis? Are they like the free radios in Paris? Are they doing mostly automatic now, or are there live programs as well?
What I know from Radio Almenara is that the radio station was like it closed like a couple of weeks ago. We decided not to to open it, so we are not doing live broadcasting because of the confinement. So what we are doing instead is like some of our colleagues are recording small pieces at their places. Now we have a colleague is doing a 15-minute short program that is called Encerradios, which is like a Spanish joke between radio and confinement. So this is what they are doing. And this Sunday, there is like a big program that is being prepared by the Red de Medios Comunitarios, which is the community media network in Spain. So they are trying to make a super big broadcasting connecting with radios and community radios from all over Spain. I'm trying to guess how it's gonna be possible from the technical point of view, but it's like an open calling, and a lot of radios are saying like, yeah, we are connecting, we are doing this, we are doing that. So it's gonna be like a huge transmission from all the community radios in Spain this Sunday. I would like to send a message of hope, and yeah, because I think that this actually shows or demonstrates that that the system we were living in doesn't work anymore. So I think that we all have to work on the same direction, and you know, with clear social values or solidarity and supporting each other, and in order to try to rebuild our societies in a good way, and you know, taking care of each other and avoiding extreme right wing and hate discourses and things like that. So I think that we all together can survive, and we can actually change the things after this terrible situation.
And radio has such an important role to play in supporting that effort, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I saw like this kind of stupid meme thingy on the internet saying, the other day in Twitter, someone was saying like, wouldn't it be nice to have like a live podcast to get information live and things like that? And someone answered him like, you were talking about radio. It's like, yeah, I think that radio has to play an important role. In order, you know, like it's an open media, it's more democratic than TV. You get the information you get is better than what you get through the social network. So, yeah, radio has to play an important role.
José Emilio Pérez Martínez of the Sorbonne University in Paris. Well, with José's assistance, we now bring you a series of audio clips from national and community radio broadcasters in Spain, explaining how they're keeping stations on air during the state of emergency. We reported last week that the national public station Radio 3, part of Radio Nacional de España, had introduced automated programming. Nacho Álvaro of Radio 3 sent wireless this account of the station's work.
Hola, ¿qué tal, amigos? Aquí Nacho Álvaro de Radio 3.
Hello friends, I'm Nacho Álvaro from Radio 3, and the truth is that these are very strange days.
En la radio, lo que hemos ido haciendo...
What we've been doing in the radio for a relatively short period of time has been to prepare lists of songs of 60 minutes duration, and in that way keep an alternative schedule going on Radio 3. That is to say, broadcasting hasn't stopped, although normal programming has been substituted by these playlists. And up to now, we can do our work at home in a reasonably normal way, so we have decided within our limits to do normal programs on the schedule. So we can say that on Radio 3, there's been no cut or interruption in the schedule, but that we definitely had to settle for content that is not normal.
Pero sí es cierto que hemos tenido que
Along with other groups,
estos
we've also
días
made the
con
most of social media,
contenidos que se
and
sacan
various
de la plataforma.
programs have had live
Aparte,
connections over
hemos
Instagram
aprovechado
so that
también,
they can keep a
igual
fairly
que
close
en muchos
connection with
grupos,
listeners,
las
so
redes
they keep
sociales.
this warmth
Y
that
lo
we have
que
with
se ha
them
ido
while we're
haciendo
in
por parte
studio,
de diferentes
but at this
programas han
time it's all
sido
from home.
a través de Instagram, conexiones live
So that's more or
para
less
tener
how
un
things have
contacto
developed in
más o
these days.
menos
We
cercano
still don't
con
know
los
when we'll
oyentes,
return to our
mantener
normal daily routine,
ese
but in any case,
calor
it's very
que
important to stay at
podemos
home.
mantener con
We're
ellos
relying
cuando
on
estamos en el
alternatives to get
estudio,
our work off
pero
the
estando en
ground,
todo
not in the
momento
same
desde
manner or
casa.
in the most efficient
Y
way,
más o menos
but
así
we're
se
at
ha ido
least trying to settle
desarrollando
for what is
estos
happening
días.
in the
Todavía
circumstances.
no sabemos cuándo volveremos a
We wish
hacer
you the very
nuestro
best
día a
also.
día
Take
habitual.
care and above all,
Pero
look
en
after
cualquier
yourselves. Take
caso,
care.
lo que es muy importante es permanecer en casa. Estamos viendo cómo hay alternativas para sacar adelante nuestro trabajo, no del mismo modo ni de la manera más eficaz, pero sí, al menos para intentar solventar lo que está pasando y la circunstancia. Muchísimo ánimo a vosotros también. Un abrazo muy grande y sobre todo, cuidaos mucho. Un abrazo.
And that was Nacho Álvaro of National Public Broadcaster Radio 3. We also received reports from several Spanish community broadcasters, beginning with Isabel Lema of Quack FM in A Coruña, Galicia, in the north of Spain.
Hello, folks. This is Isabel Lema speaking from A Coruña in the northwest of Spain. In our community radio, Quack FM, we had to handle the situation of not being able to broadcast from our radio station since the government prohibited people's circulation 2 weeks ago. We looked for a technological solution in just a few days to be able to broadcast from our homes. As a community radio, we changed our programming to produce a new daily program, so-called Radio Patio, in which we give voice to the citizens at the same time that we aim to inform, entertain, dismantle fake news, and provide resources that help to cope with isolation, to continue children's education at home, or even doing exercise. We are interviewing people that are migrants in other cities of the world and also talk to migrants living in A Coruña to know how they feel in this hard time. Quack FM is a voluntary-based community radio with no hired personnel in the management, but almost 150 members that collaborate in our association. Actually, almost 30 people are involved in this community program, which is a challenge, but also very satisfactory when you receive the positive feedback from our audience. We are also training our members in order they can produce and broadcast the radio projects on their own and since their homes because the show must go on. Greetings from A Coruña, be safe and healthy, and see you soon.
Alejandro Blanco of community station Onda Color in Malaga sent us this audio clip.
Hello, how do you do? Mi nombre es Alejandro Blanco, soy de la emisora comunitaria Onda Color.
I'm Alejandro Blanco from the community station Onda Color in Malaga in the south of Spain.
Lo que estamos haciendo es informando al vecindario de Palmilla.
What we're doing is informing the neighborhood of Palma Palmilla about public service information, useful information, which telephone number should people call to ask for help, to get food, or to request an appointment with a doctor so they can avoid resorting to hospital and overloading the public health system. We're also working hard to undermine rumors which aim to spread fear and confusion among the public. We're also attempting to interview people in order to make it more manageable for them to be at home and to overcome confinement at home. We're also supporting the idea of making stories or asking the audience to send us their stories to record short audio stories and accounts.
Estamos apostando mucho por hacer relatos, pedir a la audiencia que nos mande sus relatos.
This is a genre which has been lost in Spanish radio, and it seems to us to be a good time to redouble efforts to revive it at this time.
Se perdió en la radio española y llevamos varios años intentando recuperarlo y nos parece que este es un buen momento para redoblar los esfuerzos en esa apuesta.
So, a little more.
Pues,
I hope that things there
más,
are going well. To our European colleague in Ireland, take care, with love from the
bien.
South of Spain.
Un abrazo muy fuerte para nuestros colegas europeos de Irlanda. Muchos besos desde el sur de España.
Returning to the north, Falo of Radio Cras in Chichón or Gijón sent us this report.
Hola, soy Falo de Radio Cras de Chichón, Gijón en Asturias.
Hello, I'm Falo from Radio Cras in Chichón, Gijón in Asturias in the north of Spain. Before the state of emergency was announced, our community radio station had already decided to close our station so that people wouldn't have to leave their homes and to avoid contagion. The first few days were a bit of an impasse, but then came an initiative from the Federation of Neighbourhood Associations to organise on the morning of the first Sunday a musical vermouth. Vermouth is a flavoured wine, where people could tune into their radio and put their speakers out their windows, and that everyone would listen to the same music and share this moment. So this was extremely successful, and we had a large audience, a large number of people listening and enjoying this program from their houses. Also, since the beginning of this week, we've started doing a special program every day involving various people in the collective, using the title Quédate en Crasa, and that's wordplay on Cras, the name of the station, giving information, but especially recommendations about training, about how to pass the time in the most agreeable way possible. Also, we're repeating the musical Vermouth this Sunday, and we're also repeating a broadcast of a storytelling festival aimed at children involving various storytellers using social media, and we're rebroadcasting it. Best wishes.
Los niños y las niñas con distintos cuentistas desde sus redes sociales en directo y nosotros retransmitiéndolo desde la radio. Un saludo a toda la gente.
Madrid is one of the worst affected areas of Spain. José Ramón of local community station OMC Radio gave us this message.
Un saludo desde OMC
Hello
Radio.
From OMC Radio, a community station serving the area of Villaverde in Madrid. We're part of the Association of Free and Community Radio Stations in Madrid and the Community Media Network. Like many other local community radio and media, at the moment we can't develop our activities in a face-to-face way, but our radio projects haven't stopped and we're still working in the virtual world. At this time, as we always do in other situations, we want to draw attention to the most vulnerable people and groups in this crisis. This is what we're doing at OMC Radio. In our diverse classroom space, we're creating spaces of dialogue and communication to discuss different themes and problems affecting everyone. We talk about practical diversity, health and mental health, migration and education in classrooms and schools.
De educación y comunicación en las aulas y colegios.
In the area of gender and diversity, we're developing podcast and production workshops in the digital environment so that we can think about inclusive and feminist communication practices through free online resources. We're also supporting and disseminating the initiatives of districts which are helping neighbours and who can't go out to meet their basic requirements, for instance, neighbourhood networks and mutual support groups which are being set up throughout Madrid. We're also collaborating with the Spanish Refugee Council and preparing a series of podcasts through audio and sound clips in various languages. We're also working in four secondary education centres offering school support. We're doing this through websites where we upload explanations of language materials, maths and English, send exercises and respond to questions from the students. And of course, the radio programs of our association by diverse people and groups, we are continuing to broadcast our programs, creating diverse and plural communication characteristic of community media. You can listen to us or follow all of the projects at omcradio.org.
A un medio comunitario. Puedes escucharnos o conocer y seguir todos los proyectos en www.omcradio.org.
And finally, Radio Almenara is another community radio station in Madrid, from where Julia sent us this message.
Hola, soy Julia de Radio Almenara. Bueno, pues debido al estado de alarma, tuvimos que cesar.
Hello, I'm Julia from Radio Almenara. So, because of the state of emergency, we had to stop radio activity, but of course without losing the communication between us and the neighbourhood. So thanks to this contact, we can now interview a doctor so that he can tell us how COVID-19 is impacting on the Tetuán district of Madrid. And then we have focused on creating new radio segments with various themes to keep our neighbours company. We have called these segments Encerrados, which is a play on the word for lockdown, and they last approximately 20 minutes, and they aim to inform people and cheer them up, and why not? They also encourage a smile from far away. We also interview health staff, as I was saying, and we also want to find out how families are coping in confinement with children of different ages, from the smallest up to teenagers. We've also published a radio segment about flattening the curve and another about how literature can create a good mood, including a funny letter aimed at sick people which would cheer them up. And for example, the young kids of Ondas Invertidas, a programme of Radio Almenara, has also created its own radio segment in which they share how they're feeling without leaving the house and their thoughts about that. We're putting all of these segments on archive.org and on iBox. And that's it. We hope that you will like them. Sending you a big hug and wishing you good spirits. Almenara is staying at home.
Almenara se queda en casa.
Julia of Radio Almenara in Madrid, ending that series of exclusive reports for Wireless about how Spanish radio is dealing with COVID-19. Pues muchísimas gracias a todos y a todas por enviarnos estas píldoras radiofónicas y os deseamos salud y solidaridad.
Wireless on Flirt FM 101.3. Follow us on Twitter at Wireless Flirt.
Italy has been ravaged by the virus, with tragic reports of death and suffering coming from several parts of the north of the country. Understandably, it's been extremely challenging for Italian media to maintain service in such circumstances, quite apart from the emotional toll involved in reporting on the crisis for journalists and presenters. Tiziano Bonini is a lecturer in radio in the University of Siena, and he told us what has been happening.
Well, we must distinguish between public service radio, commercial radio, and community radio. These three different kind of radio have reacted, are managing this crisis in very different ways. Also because the different resources they have, financial resources, human resources, you know, capital and cultural resources they have. Public service radio is experiencing, actually all the radio is experiencing in Italy a surge in demand. More people are listening to the radio, mostly at home. That is quite revolutionary, because usually in Italy 70% of the radio listening happens in the car, on mobility, and now we are facing a totally different kind of listenership. And public service radio changed their schedules, they increased the relevance of news, and they are covering, they are doing a really great effort in covering the this emergency. But they have the capacities, they have thousands of journalists, even if they are being affected, not as much as the doctors, but many journalists have been infected by the virus during their work. So the public service reaction is impressive, I would say. The commercial service, the commercial radio reaction is more complicated, because it's being affected a lot by the loss of advertising in the long period. and they are struggling because they're in Italy. Most of the commercial radios are just music, mostly music, and mostly contemporary hit radio, and people now wants more news, wants more voices, wants more search for more company to struggle solitude. So these kind of radios are struggling in serving the community, because usually they are just entertaining the people. And I for what I have so for what I have seen, they are also improving news services. They are also improving, but they are not ready for that. No? So they usually the newsrooms of these commercial radio, even the national ones, have a very few number of journalists. So. It's getting harder for them to cope with this increasing in the demand of news.
So the fact that people are looking for more news is not helping them, the commercial radio, and the argument that maybe people want music to escape from the bad news is not working in Italy.
Yeah, well, it's not working because usually, well, young generations are just searching music, looking for music on other platforms, and most of the people they are just using music for escaping this situation, but the time that they can deserve to this escaping mode of listening is lessening, because most of the people are working at home, so the homes are very noisy. The people are doing a lot of stuff in the house, and when they switch on the radio, for as far as I had experiences talking with other people, most of the people just look for news, just look for information, not only online but on radio. So, and if they want to relax a little bit, they just use streaming, audiovisual streaming platforms. So the music can be a form of escaping this emergency, but you are so focused on a lot of problems and you want to know a lot about the evolution of this crisis that you don't have so much time to this kind of listening. And above all, most of these of the listening of commercial radio happened in the car while people were, you know, as a background music while people were driving, or as a background music in the shops. Most of these the high numbers of listening of commercial radio in Italy can be explained only if we think about the listening of radio that happens in the shops and in the public spaces as a background music.
And so many of those, of course, are now closed. So they're all closed.
Yeah. So most of them are closed. And when you're at home, so usually the home listening of radio has always been more connected with public radio.
And how is the third tier of Italian radio coping then? Community radio, obviously it has its own challenges, but is it perhaps serving another role during the crisis?
Yeah, they are. I can give you the example of Radio Popolare. It is one of the most important community radio in Italy. They also built a network of different kind of community radio around Italy. They are also experiencing a surge in listening and in the demand from the listeners, because they always been great in providing alternative news, alternative coverage of news, very critical ones, and people are also looking for that. So they are providing very important news coverage, also from the international news coverage that is not usually a focus of Italian radio. That is always also public radio is always very focused on internal domestic news, while community radio is more able to usually Radio Popolare in particular is always focused more on international news coverage, and there is a lot also. I can speak, for example, of for Florence. There is a small local community radio that is connected to the Radio Popolare network that is playing a new role in this emergency, because people are calling a lot. So in the public service radio, there is no such a great space for listening interaction, for calls from the listeners. And in this case, in community radios, there is a lot of space granted for listeners that are calling to the radio, telling their experiences during the lockdown, asking to the speakers questions about how to improve the healthiness of their homes. So they are really providing a public service too, an extremely valuable public service too, but they are really experiencing also a lot of problems. They do not have the resources, the financial resources that the public service radio has. They do not have a lot of advertisements coming on. They do not have a lot of journalists working there. Radio Popolare is mostly based on volunteers, and all these volunteers are now locked down. So many community radio stations has to lower the time allotted for available for programs, and they increased music.
Okay.
In order to cope with a lot of the need for, the impossibility for a lot of speakers to go in the studio to go to the radio stations and record or make their programs. So while the public service journalists and the people working for the public service had as are waged people and had as a have a duty to go and go on, keep on working and recording programs in the community radios, many people are not able to guaranteeing the prosecution of their programs. That's another the other side of the problem.
So are they working remotely then? Are people, volunteers in community radio, like in Ireland, for instance, I'm doing this program remotely. Many people on Flirt FM and on other community stations are working remotely, but there are gaps in the schedule because not everybody is able to do that from home.
Exactly. There are, in the case of Radio Popolare, most of the speakers now, also the waged one, working remotely, but you know there are some volunteers, even some wage people that are not so tech savvy to be able to set up a recording studio in their home. They were used to go there, to go to the radio, and being supported by a technician. So it's a great challenge for their community radios to cope with this emergency to provide available news to their listeners. In the case of Radio Popolare, they are a huge company in terms of community radio. So they are pretty much doing a great job. They also located in Milan, so they are in the center, at the heart of the emergency. But most of the very local radios located in the small villages of Italy, they are mostly, most of the time, many times they are just giving up or just putting music on.
And what about radio right at the heart of the emergency in Lombardy, for instance, in Emilia-Romagna? Are those radio stations able to continue to broadcast at all, or are they so badly affected with staff being ill or maybe even people on their staff dying that that they can't continue to broadcast?
Yeah, exactly. They are just, most, as I told you, they are rescheduling all the programs, and most of the time they're just, they are, they must increase the music because, and the automation of the broadcast, because they are understaffed, so they are really being affected by the emergency. We only have national public radio. We don't have local public radio, but we do have. But public service radio in Italy has different. In every region, there is a different. There is a team, a local team of journalists that contributes to the national radio, and there are some programs that are produced in Milan instead of Rome for the national radio. So it's a distributed production, even if we only have national broadcasting. And in this case, the many problems, the team in Milan, the public service team in Milan, is facing extremely hard times because they are seeing a lot of journalists and people and producers and technicians being affected by the virus. So they are suffering from understaff, but they have to guarantee the programs. So I had feedbacks from some people I know, friends working in Milan at the public service radio station, and they are working the double of the time. They are, to me, their work, their job is very similar, even if a little bit less dangerous than and less stressful than the doctors, but they are really at the frontier.
One other question about the radio in general then during the crisis, Tiziano, is the radio in Italy at the moment, it must be very dramatic to listen. It must be very emotional because of there being so many problems and so many people are suffering and so many people have died.
Yes, there is a lot of stress. For example, I know for sure, I would talk with people that told me that after a while they couldn't listen anymore. They just have to switch off the radio, switch off the television, don't look at the online news because it's too much for them. So that's a point. It can be very stressful if you, you know, because you as soon as you switch on the radio, you for sure in 3 seconds you listen the word virus. But it's not only about that. It's not only about news. There are still edutainment and entertainment programs, shows going on the public service radio as before. So. And Italians are quite famous for being for lacking and being good at entertainment and irony, and there is always joy in the radio in the Italian radio storytelling. So this is something that happens too. So you can also listen to. Other stuff and don't only focus on the virus, but yes, the time and the stories and the news from this emergency have colonized a lot of the schedule.
We're speaking to Tiziano Bonini of the University of Siena about how radio in Italy is coping with the COVID-19 crisis. And of course, Tiziano, the other big question that has to be discussed is the impact on the radio industry, on all aspects of the radio industry. In Ireland, for instance, the commercial radio sector has been very active in lobbying government for support at this time. So what's happening in Italy in terms of the future implications of COVID-19 for Italian radio?
Yeah, the commercial radio, both at national and local level, are the ones that are being more affected by this emergency, because they rely only on advertising revenues, and in the long term, they are fearing that most of the if the economy just stops or go if we enter a big economic crisis, they will it will happen what happens after 2008, that in that case the radio industry went into a recession for 4 years, and they only recovered. The advertising revenues only came back to the level of 2007, only in 2016. So they fear, and in the post economical crisis years, the radio industry faced a lot of acquisitions, mergers and acquisitions that were the result of the crisis. So some commercial companies couldn't stand it anymore, so they sold their frequencies or one of their stations to another commercial competitor. So we now have a more concentrated industrial radio sector in Italy, and that's not good for pluralism and democracy. And they fear the same. They fear they are they already are in crisis, a very low intensity but continuous crisis because of the digital challenges, and they are afraid of losing revenues in the very near future. Community radio is different because they are calling for donations and crowdfunding, and a lot of people is mobilitating. A lot of people are mobilitating for local community radios, and in these emergency times, you really understand what the importance and the social relevance of community radio, because people are disposed to pay to sustain these radios, while they are not willing to pay to sustain commercial radio. So I think that in this context, among public, community, and commercial radios, the commercial radios are the ones that are suffering the most. And the government still didn't say nothing about the sustainable. We are not talking about a project of financial support for radios, but I think that in the general project of a financial and economic support, these companies will be able to apply for some kind of financial support.
So there will be some sort of financial support available as part of a broader package of support for industry and for private sector. To look generally then, Tiziano, at the radio business in general, the radio sector in general, in Italy, in Europe, across the world, what will happen to radio, do you think, as a result of COVID-19 as a medium? Is this a chance for radio to reinvent itself? Is it a chance for radio to revitalize itself? Or is it simply impossible to say at this stage?
Well, in every crisis, being at war, being we always seen in the history of radio that every emergency corresponded to an increase in the listening of radio and in the centrality of radio. People always, you know, all the time, you know, in all the during emergency times or during every kind of crisis, they rediscover radio, and they rediscovered radio again this time all over Europe and all over the world. These, in the short term, could have a benefit on radio. So people that rediscover radio for a couple of months or more, maybe they keep back the habitus of listening to radio. So I would expect in the near future a small increase, or at least not a slowdown of the decrease of listening of radio in Europe and in the Western world, because people getting used again to radio. But as soon as the crisis passed by, if radio doesn't change, this gain could be just contingent or temporary, and very very quickly we could go back to the current situation before the crisis. And in order to change and to learn to these times, I think that radio should learn how to be relevant even if for the people, for everyday people, in the everyday life of the people, even not in times of crisis. So community radio and public service radio mostly can learn a lot of things from this experience, because they can learn how to be more useful for them. To commercial radio, on the other side, has to learn to interact with people, to find other ways of connecting with the listeners apart from music, because in the next 10 years music will be everywhere on streaming platforms, and even my grandfather will be able to listen to streaming music platforms in the car. And commercial radio has to move on, I think, and don't just relying on being the master of the car. So far in Italy is still like this, but it could change very quickly in the near future.
Tiziano Bonini of the University of Siena, it's been a real privilege and a pleasure to speak to you today, giving us this fascinating insight into radio in Italy and how it's coping and what the impact will be. So thank you very much for joining us from Italy on wireless today, and we wish you the very best, and we hope that you can stay safe.
Thank you, John.
And that brings us to the end of this special edition of Wireless on Flirt FM. Join us again next time for more radio news and features from home and abroad. I hope you'll join us then, but in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter at Wireless Flirt and on facebook.com/wirelessflirt. You can listen to previous shows on wirelessflirt.radio.ie, where you can also subscribe to our podcast. Until the next edition of Wireless, this is John Walsh wishing you good listening and reminding you to stay safe.
Wireless on Flirt FM 101.3.